Magyana Timurandasya Yanandana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jainam Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Spa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shiyata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanisari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Dhrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'd like to read today from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, verse 34. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Dharmam hi shakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there's submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So anyone who desires to make progress in spiritual life must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna explains in the Adipurana that one who claims to be his direct devotee is not his devotee, but one who is a servant of his devotee. And he is the real devotee of Krishna. So this is the way by which we have to approach Lord Krishna through the Guru Parampara. We cannot jump over the Guru Parampara and directly meet Krishna, not from our fallen position in this material world. In the 8th canto, there is one verse where it is stated that Lord Brahma, although he hadn't personally met the Lord, he had heard about him from bona fide authorities, and therefore he offered the Lord prayers according to the bona fide system. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that during Lord Krishna's pastimes on this planet, there were many persons who met him but couldn't understand who he was. Persons like Shishupal, Dantavakra, Duryodhana. Duryodhana, for example, was confused about Lord Krishna's identity. And he was saying that we don't know who this person is, whether he's a Vaishya or a Kshatriya, or what his position. He was trying to calculate according to mundane criteria. And therefore he missed the real point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even when Lord Krishna displayed his universal form, Duryodhana took it to be some magic. So he had the direct association of the Lord, yet he hadn't got a clue as to who Krishna really was. On the other hand, there have been so many great devotees who appeared at a different time, but they were linked up through a bona fide spiritual master with the bona fide disciplic succession. And therefore, they became perfectly self-realized by the grace of the Lord. So this is the way of spiritual life, and it's expressly stated here by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So if we think that we can approach Krishna in another way, then we are making a real mistake. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also confirmed that nasta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, that by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service to the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, comes into being as an irrevocable fact. So the same statement, that we should hear the Shastra from bona fide authority, and we must be in a humble mood. We cannot approach the spiritual master or any exalted Vaishnava in a challenging mood and expect to get their mercy. If we approach in a challenging mood, they will not take us seriously. Or they may chastise us very strongly. Once in Glasgow, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and at the end of the lecture, one boy came to the front, and he came down through the audience and stood right in front of Prabhupada, and he said, "I am God." And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "You are not G-O-D God, you are D-O-D dog." So that's an example of someone approaching with the wrong mentality, thinking himself to be very intelligent, in fact thinking himself to be the Supreme Lord. That's number one foolishness. Actually it's a madman, a crazy man. But this world, this material world, is full of crazy men. Prabhupada said it's like a insane asylum. You go inside and someone is saying, "I'm Hitler." Someone else is saying, "I'm Napoleon." So like that, people have got so many misconceptions about themselves. Everyone in this material world is thinking about himself and thinking how important he is and how he'll enjoy himself and how he'll make so many arrangements so that his life will be very happy and very comfortable. But actually, such persons are constantly being kicked by the modes of material nature. And they're suffering like anything from the threefold miseries of material life. So, therefore, in the Bhagavatam it is said, Tasmad gurun prapadyeta jigyasa sreya uttamam sabde parichanishnatam brahmanupashamasrayam, that one who seriously desires real happiness, he must approach a bona fide spiritual master. So the symptom of bona fide spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others about those conclusions. So such great souls who have given up attachment for material sense gratification are to be known as bona fide spiritual masters. So we are very fortunate in our disciplic succession. There are so many wonderful acharyas who have preached Krishna consciousness throughout the ages, and even the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has appeared in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And so we have no lack of spiritual instruction and good example to follow. And of course we are especially fortunate that His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada brought this message of Krishna consciousness to the Western world and spread it throughout so many countries. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur, he says that in the future a great Senapati Bhakta will appear who will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Senapati is a general or commander-in-chief of an army. So we can understand that Srila Prabhupada is such a great general in the army of Lord Chaitanya, and he is especially empowered by the Lord to establish Krishna consciousness in each and every country of the world. Furthermore, Prabhupada said that he will never die, he will always be with us in the form of his transcendental literatures. So in that way we are so fortunate that we always have his association and his guidance. And in this way we can keep on the track of spiritual life. However, Srila Prabhupada, he also instructed his disciples to take up the responsibility of becoming spiritual masters after his disappearance. He was always stressing this again and again. If we read the Vyasa Puja lectures of Srila Prabhupada, we'll see this point being stressed again and again. I was present in 1973 in Bhaktivedanta Manor at Vyasa Puja of Srila Prabhupada, and in his lecture Prabhupada was saying that all of you have to become spiritual masters. So of course we are all young devotees, and that seemed like something very far away. We couldn't think that Srila Prabhupada would ever leave the planet, and the thought of ourselves having to take such responsibility was just so unthinkable. But still, Prabhupada was telling us like that. You have to do it. He said, it's not difficult. You simply have to repeat the instructions of your spiritual master. And in this way, maintain the authenticity and purity of the disciplic succession. Don't change anything, he said, or you'll spoil everything. So, personally, I can say I have no qualification to accept disciples. But since it's the order of Srila Prabhupada and my senior god brothers, and since it's also required for spreading Krishna consciousness, therefore, we have agreed to follow this order of higher authorities and try to do it as far as possible. So, in this regard, particular day, I will pray to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Shishigorni Thai, and the whole disciplic succession, to kindly give me the strength and intelligence to perform this service on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, so that his mission will continue to spread extensively all over the world, and so that all the people will get the chance to take up the chanting of the holy names. There are so many billions of people in the world, so Prabhupada, he didn't have a small conception. He had a big conception that there should be hundreds and thousands of spiritual masters. And in this way, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya can be spread. So therefore, I'll also say it on this day, that in the future also, you will have to become spiritual masters, and you will have to accept disciples, and in this way, continue the disciplic succession of Lord Chaitanya. So to do that, we have to be submissive, and we have to be faithful to our spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, to Lord Krishna, by always chanting the holy name of the Lord, following the regulative principles, studying the Shastra, and preaching Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also was very fond of quoting that famous verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya to the Kurma Brahmana. On this day, on the Vyasa Puja day especially, he would quote this verse, Jari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amaragya Guru Hau Tarayadesh, that whoever you meet, you tell him about Krishna, and in this way become guru and deliver the whole country. So Kurma Brahmana, actually, he himself was somewhat confused. He was a grihastha. He wanted to run away from home because he was suffering so much. But Lord Chaitanya told him, stop behaving like this. You stay here and chant Hare Krishna, and this way you'll become relieved of your material anxieties. And this will give you spiritual strength, so thus you can preach Krishna consciousness and you can become a spiritual master. So we may think that I'm not qualified, how can I do this? But if we just take the order of the Lord seriously, and if we try with genuine sincerity, then we can also represent the Guru Parampara. And by the grace of the Lord, some of his servants will do very wonderful service in preaching the Sankirtan movement. They'll become especially empowered. Someone may be more empowered, someone may be less empowered, but in any case, if they're faithfully following the instructions of Guru and Krishna, they, to one extent or another, will be able to preach Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes criticized his godbrothers, but later on he also said that actually they're all preaching Krishna consciousness. We're all preaching Krishna consciousness according to our ability and determination. And in this way, that even though there's sometimes disagreements, actually there is a unity of purpose. So, of course, in our ISKCON society, by Prabhupada's arrangement, things are much more closely coordinated, and the senior devotees are working much more closely together and in harmony, because Srila Prabhupada saw that among his godbrothers there was neglect to follow the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and form a governing body commission. So he was very careful to form such a governing body commission during his own lifetime and to see that it was functioning as far as possible. So because he gave such stress to that, the governing body commission has continued to function after his departure. And he said that it will be the highest authority in ISKCON, the highest spiritual and managerial authority. So Prabhupada also said, whatever happens, do not leave ISKCON. So even though a devotee may feel sometimes ups and downs in his spiritual life, or he may have misunderstanding with other devotees, or misunderstanding with authorities, still one should not leave ISKCON. Because ISKCON is so dear to Srila Prabhupada, and
Sometimes Prabhupada called it his body. So he desired that we all stay within ISKCON, even if there are sometimes difficulties, we should work to rectify the problems and improve the harmonious atmosphere within ISKCON. So today, we have many spiritual masters and many disciples of the different spiritual masters. So we're all one big family, and we should strive very hard to work together with our God brothers, God sisters, and God cousins, and God uncles, and in future, God children, God nephews, God grandchildren, etc., etc. This is a very big joint family, and Srila Prabhupada, he's the head of this family. He's the great-grandfather, and we should always pray to remain under his shelter and under his protection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON ki jai.